You are here to remember. You are here to remember, and through remembering, you will become closer to the source. Like attracts like, for a reason. And the reason is because you chose the energies that you surround yourself with before you entered this cycle of life, this short period of one moment. You chose them to enable yourself to remember. It is not so simple as you think it is with your logical mind, but it is basically what you think it is. The same type of energy will be attracted. It will form a mass of energy. Considering negative and positive, not good and bad, but negative and positive. This is the reason for the mass formation of energy in the physical world that you have chosen to exist in. This is the reason that you see what you see now occurring. All the energies around you now, you have chosen to be around you for a specific reason. This applies to the two energies within this space. To remember. To remember what you are. To understand pure. The cycle. The process, every single individual, because your conditioned will separate every single individual form of energy around you now, you have chosen. And they also have chosen you for the same reason, to help themselves remember. So you are not so different as you might think you are. You are the same as they are the same, as we are the same. Each form of energy, each complex form of energy has a reason. A defined reason, a uniformed pattern, appears to be complex to you is not complex. Many of the energies you are now experiencing in your physical life, you have experienced many times before. For many different reasons. Although you may not think so, these energies are also working in the positive. The path they chose to play on this physical world that you have created is to be forced towards positive thinking, to generate positive thinking. They are the same. Not all are the same. But associated with you, they are the same. You are all helping each other. Although some do lay in a different position, a different point, but you are all within one moment trying to become more aware, closer to the source. You are all one. It is a theater that you choose, you have chosen to be a part of this theater, this play. It is not a game. It is experience. You would think it was erratic. It is not. It is precise. And more will come. More energies that you are aware of already. You are, you would say, subconsciously aware, but consciously they will appear one after another. You are lifting the vibrational energy of the physical world you have created. And for you, this is correct. And for them, this is also correct. You are already aware of this. But I will simplify it for you. I have simplified. Because when you are in your role, your theatrical performance, it is very easy for you to forget. And you must be aware of the role you are playing. It is only a role, a part. It is theater. You must become an actor who is aware. He is an actor when he is playing his role. This is what you must do. And at the same time, you must apply positive energy within the energies you have chose to be a part of. You do not have to be concerned that these other energies you have chose are aware of this. You have to be aware yourself. You have to know their position is what they have chosen. Therefore, they will attain this position as you will attain your position. There is no higher or lower position. It is a cycle. There is no beginning and there is no end. It is a cycle, a sphere. Experience is what you have to do. You must not revert back to your conditioning, and you must not create favorites within these energies that you have surrounded yourself with. They are all of equal measure as you. You must learn to love them with the power that is invested within you from the source. You must love them as you would love yourself. And to do this, you must know what you are. You must know yourself. And when you know yourself, you will know them. All is aligned correctly. You are not sacrificing yourself. You are not sacrificing anything. You are helping yourself. You are advancing the energy that is within you to a different position. There is no such thing as sacrifice. do not create martyrs as you do within a conditioned life. There are no martyrs. You must not look at others and think they are higher. They are not. This is a conditioned mind process. Your desire to worship and to place others higher than yourself is your inability to accept that you are the same, that they are you. It is your fear, your need to remove your own responsibility . It is of an equal measure the energy that you are referring to. A martyr does not exist in a metaphysical world. It is a conditioned belief. Whilst you can learn, you can experience from your understanding of martyr. It is the same as you, and you must separate once again your conditioning to the metaphysical, the source. There is a danger. You will worship a martyr. This will entrap you. You must not worship anything. You must not create idols. This is your terminology, idol, taken from the Christian religion. Do not worship false idols. This is the meaning of what we are telling you. It is, once again, self-entrapment through your lack of personal development. It is a stopping position. The hypocrisy of your Christian religion talks of non-worship of idols. And yet, it is based on worship of God. The source is love. The is no necessity to worship the source. You are the same energy, created in the same form. Again, your Christian religion tells you, created in the same image. But there is no higher, and there is no lower. It is one. And again, your conditioning, your mind, has confused you for centuries in what you call time. And now it is clear for you. Something you have pondered for many years in what you call time. The source is love. But not your interpretation of love. The source is one. Remember, within one moment, all and everything.